Some of the nation's amateur cooks have a shot at a $1 million prize this weekend at the Pillsbury Bake Off.
You would think you'd see people elbowing each other's eggs off the kitchen counter and, you know, some kind of sabotage, throwing a little hot pepper in the chocolate cake. But it's quite the opposite of that.
Ellie Matthews speaks from experience. 10 years ago, a recipe for salsa couscous chicken won the grand prize at the Bake Off. As it begins again, she's published a memoir about the experience called The Ungarnished Truth. Talk us through that process. You start, I suppose, one person alone in a kitchen. What's your ambition and what do you do first?
Well, for me, it involves a fair amount of experimentation and just trying to dream up what could I do with a can of biscuits that nobody ever did before. I mean, for example, you know the kind of biscuits I'm talking about that come in a paper tube and whap it against the counter and they all burst out. I boiled some. And before you laugh out loud, let me say bagels are boiled before they're baked and pretzels are boiled before they're baked. And I thought it might be a good idea, but don't try it.
But it's good that you were brave enough to take that step.
Well, I don't know how much bravery it takes to put out 89 cents on a can of something and try it. I mean, nobody's around to see me have a bad idea. But anyway, after that, when there is something that seems to come together and make something that you'd want to put on a plate and serve to someone, write it up, send it in, let the judging begin.
Well, I suppose we should emphasize that you talk about dealing with a tube of biscuits or some chicken breasts or whatever else. You're not thinking in terms of reaching for the rarest Tasmanian root that's going to create a flavor that no one has ever tasted before.
Well, some people do. And each contest seems to have its own culture. For the Pillsbury Bake Off, I think we would not want that Tasmanian root.
It sounds like you prefer to work with what you've got.
Well, I typically buy ingredients that look good and wrestle them into a pan and serve a meal. I don't do a lot. I'm not a fussy cook. I don't put 4 different kinds of sea salt into something or 18 different kinds of vinegar or whatever. I wouldn't say I'm a plain cook, but I'm fairly practical.
I want to flip here to the recipe that won. And I do want to emphasize again the simplicity of this. It's 3 short paragraphs. You got a skillet. You got some garlic. You got some chicken thighs. You got some salsa, cinnamon, honey, currants, cumin, and water. That's about it.
There we go. The idea was to take the Mexican assumption of salsa and grab it by the throat and carry it across the globe to Morocco.
So you were one of thousands and thousands of people across the country submitting these recipes. Judges sift through them. You find out you're one of 100 finalists. And what happens then?
At the time, I lived in Seattle. So what it meant for me to become a finalist in the contest that year is that I'd be flown to Orlando, where we'd all be gathering in a huge hotel and making the recipes 3 times, once for the judges, once for display, and then optionally the 3rd time if we wanted to pass out samples. And we started cooking at 9 in the morning, and one person's making something ooey-gooey with chocolate, and someone else has garlic sautéing in olive oil. And the blend of aromas was staggering.
Did you look over at the next table and think, oh, no, I should have thought of that? Or, uh-oh, I have no chance now.
When I was cooking, I wasn't thinking about my chances of winning. I went to the contest with the idea of being in training so I could see how it worked, so I could get an inside look at what the operation amounted to, so I could go back another time and enter in earnest. And in fact, at the winning moment, believe it or not, in the millisecond of awareness that I'd risen to the top, one of my thoughts was, oh no, I can't come back. I knew I had been disqualified by virtue of winning the grand prize.
Wait, this is a practice run. Take back your $1 million. I'm having
too much fun. Well, I wasn't quite thinking in such rational terms.
Do you mind if we play a bit of tape of that moment, the winning moment here? And I guess we're going to hear the voice of Alex Trebek, the famous game show host. Master of ceremonies at the Pillsbury Bake Off some time ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, The 1998 Pillsbury Bake Off $1 million grand prize winning recipe is the Salsa Couscous Chicken. Ellie Matthews of Seattle, Washington. Come out here.
Wow. That must have been pretty exciting.
Well, when I saw that, I had won. And the way they announce it is to show the winning dish and lift a big silver dome up, and the winning dish is under the dome. And my first thought was, they've made a mistake. And one of the Pillsbury people will come out on stage and say, we're terribly sorry, but we put the wrong thing under there.
Wasn't true.
And I also felt a little bit embarrassed because I wasn't sure that I had earned it. I had made mistakes in the recipe. I hadn't called for a garnish, and garnishing and how you plate the food is a big part of the judging. And I meant to say boneless, skinless thighs, and I failed to say boneless.
You keep saying you failed. I'm not sure I can think of another contest winner who's used the word failed in reference to themselves.
Oh, dear. Someone has said I shouldn't be so self-deprecating, but it just seems to be my natural mode. I mean, I don't think I have any claim on being a better cook than anybody else. I like to cook, and I'm not afraid to try things. I don't think winning this contest establishes me as anything when it just comes to me and putting a meal together at home.
Well, Ellie Matthews, author of The Ungarnished Truth, I have to tell you, I'm hungry. So I'm going to go. But thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
And before I run off, let me just mention that you can hear what Ellie Matthews did with her prize money and get her recipe for salsa couscous chicken at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.